This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Afghans went to the polls on Saturday and were met with delays, widespread communication failures, and some militant attacks. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria said Saturday that it reserves the right to take action if the United States and Turkey do not withdraw foreign forces from Syria immediately. We get details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police sprayed water cannon and pepper spray.